He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Trinity High School. Tonight, WJPA Sports Network brings you a WPIAL 5A Girls Consolation matchup featuring Trinity and Indiana. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Nate Rigotti. Jacob Knisner is our producer in our downtown Washington studios, and Cameron Pritz on the camera here at Trinity High School. Our basketball coverage tonight is brought to you by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. We'll take a look at tonight's matchup when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Trinity High School, Mark Uriah along with Nate Rigotti. Both teams are 18-6, Trinity and Indiana. Trinity, and those records each include a playoff win. For Trinity, the number three seed, it was a victory over Woodland Hills, 59-54 in the opening round. And for Indiana, it was a victory over 10th-seeded Moon, 43-34. And then each team lost its quarterfinal matchup. Indiana to McKeesport, the number two seed, 50-41. Trinity to section foe and number six seed, South Fayette, 53-39. The top seven teams in 5A girls qualify for the state playoffs. So the other two teams who lost in the quarterfinals, North Hills and Lincoln Park, they are playing each other tonight as well. Basically, those four teams are going to play this week and set it up so that you have the semifinalists who lose will play for third and fourth. The other four teams that I mentioned, the other four teams who lost in the quarterfinals will play for five, six, seven, and eight. Only the top seven qualify. So if you are Trinity, Indiana, Lincoln Park, or North Hills, you just can't go 0-2 in these next two games. If you win one, you're in the state playoffs.
Yeah, you just have to win one of the next two games in order to be able to get into the PIAA tournament. These are teams that have been successful throughout the year, able to make the WPIAL playoffs, even win a WPIAL playoff game. It's certainly doable for any of the four. It's just which three of the four is it going to be, Mark?
And the next round of these games, at least according to the WPIAL bracket, will be on Thursday. Hiller seemed to think that they are going to be at home. I'm not sure if it's higher seeds at home, but that seems to be what the Hillers think. They'll be at home at least on Thursday if you go by the bracket. So obviously the two teams who win tonight will play one another for fifth place. The two teams who lose tonight will play one another for seventh place. And again, those two games will be played on Thursday. Just a reminder, we have 6A girls action tonight over on 95.3 FM. Peters Township and North Allegheny. That game actually started at 6 o'clock, so they're well into that one. And of course, all our games available at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, which includes greensports.net.
Yeah, it's been really cool to be able to bring all these games online on NFHS. I think we've improved our audio quality on 1450 AM and on 95.3 FM. A really cool partnership that we've brought together here to create the WJPA Sports Network. And thanks to all of our partners that help make it possible, like the folks on our broadcast tonight, CNX and CCBC, as well as Day, Slovenian First Federal. These guys have been along for the ride as well, so appreciate all of their support to make this possible.
Looking at these teams, I mentioned they're both 18-6 overall. Their section play, Indiana was the Section 1 champion at 11-1, finishing ahead of Plum, Penn Hills, and Woodland Hills, the other playoff teams there. And Trinity finished in a first-place tie with Lincoln Park, both at 8-2, along with South Fayette and Moon in fourth place. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get, really, at any given night in the playoffs. But now, and even tonight, Nate, you know, there's that thought that, you know, that I mentioned, that you got to win one of the next two. Well, if you're one of the head coaches, you're not really putting it that way. You're saying win tonight. I mean, you never go out on the floor and not have your kids or want your players thinking, you know, that, well, we don't have to win tonight. You always want to win the first, you know, whatever game you're playing, you're out there to win.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that they're trying to convince them that this is win or go home here tonight, because you don't want that in the back of their mind that, well, if we don't win tonight, maybe we can pull it off later this week. You want to win tonight, guarantee yourself a spot in the state tournament and a better seeding. I mean, the higher seed you are coming out of the WPIL, the better matchup you're going to get into the state playoffs, and maybe give yourself a chance to win a couple of state playoff games as the season goes on.
Head coaches Kathy McConnell Miller for Trinity, Michael Franciscus in his first year at Indiana. And I talked to him for a couple of minutes. I said, what concerns you about Trinity? He said, their coach. Basically, he said, she's a really good coach. And the team, because of that, is well coached.
Yeah, I love the intensity that she brings to the floor, that she's able to lift these young women up to another level of play. We've seen it time and time again. This is a Trinity team that has been tested throughout this year. Even in the playoffs, we saw them against Woodland Hills, where Woody High wouldn't go away. Trinity had a double-digit lead and let Woody High stick around. But Coach McConnell Miller really lifts up these young women to another level. It's something that's unique about high school basketball, is being able to get the most out of your players, and it's something that she's able to do, unlike a lot of coaches that I've seen across the WPIL, even in the last decade.
Well, she's coached at a really high level, coached in the WNBA, so you know, she knows her way around the basketball floor. Plus, she is a McConnell, so
well,
need we say more?
No, that's a storied name in the WPIL. Still have players in the NBA. Man, I miss watching those Sixers games with McConnell on that team. But, this is certainly a name that's been around for a long time, and she brings a different level of basketball here to Trinity.
Some other teams from the county, two-county area, Washington and Greene counties, playing, including Fort Cherry girls are going to play tomorrow at Chartiers Valley against Winchester Thurston. That's a 6 o'clock game. That is in the AA consolation bracket. That's mainly for position, because all eight are going to qualify. We'll have a Fort Cherry boys-girls doubleheader tomorrow, by the way, because the boys are playing in the semifinals, both those games at Char Valley. Manesson's still playing as well. We'll look at the starting lineups and tip off tonight's game when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Starting lineups being introduced as we are back here at Trinity High School. For the Indians of Indiana, a sophomore at 5'6", Julia Antonacci. Also a sophomore at 5'9", Lakin Kugler. Senior at 5'6", Bella Antonacci, who averages 17 a game. 5'8", sophomore Addie Hutton, and 5'10", senior Cassie Boyer. For the Trinity Hillers, playing on their home floor, 5'8", senior Macy Justice, 6'1", junior Sam Horn, Ruby Morgan, a 5'9", senior, Aggie Nikolai, a senior at 5'7", and Riley Corins, a senior also at 5'7". One of the things I noticed, Nate, watching a little bit of Indiana, Bella Antonacci in particular, but she's not the only one, but a really good outside three-point shooter.
Yeah, and Trinity can play that defensively really well, but you have to watch that outside shot from Antonacci. But I really like the presence that the Hillers bring inside the paint, and that could be the difference in this one, Mark. We watched Sam Horn play really, really well the other night against Woodland Hills right here on WJPA. See what they can bring to the floor tonight.
22, Aggie Nikolai. Officiating crew for tonight. B.B. Malcuzzi is the referee. Dave Gatling and Jacob Davey also part of the officiating crew. It's kind of funny down by the scorers table. Everybody thinking they thought they were finished as far as home basketball games were concerned. But got one tonight and thinking might have another one on Thursday.
Something that's really neat that we didn't used to see at all. Now you have first round games that go to the higher seed at home. Something that changed really after COVID. And now with the consolation games, the higher seed getting to host games as well. So really cool to be able to bring that playoff atmosphere inside of Hiller Hall here tonight.
Well, you know, I think the other part of that too is with six classes, you've got a lot more games.
And that's true.
It would be really hard to find neutral sites for all those first round games.
And that's true. We were playing triple headers at one point, playing games at 5, 7, and 9, and that's just too late. Really like what they've been able to do with getting some of these games here on the home floors.
Sam Horn and Cassie Boyer ready for the tip off here from Trinity. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network. Hillers control the opening tip. Come to the right side. Corins goes to Ruby Morgan. Morgan dribbles out high. Swing it around to the far corner. Nikolai puts it on the floor. Back to Morgan at the top of the key. Now hand it off. Justice, left side, jumper for three. In and out of the hands of Corins. And the rebound for Lakin Kugler, and back come the Indians.
Good ball movement, had a good open shot, just didn't make it.
Work it left side to Addie Hutton. Now hand it off. Kugler spins at the free throw line, drives left side, throws it up with a left hand, won't go. Rebound for Sam Horn, and back comes Trinity. Pushing it up the floor is Nikolai. Goes right side to Corins, now out high. To Justice, near side. Ruby Morgan puts it on the floor once, looking for the cutter. Not there. Pass across the lane. Shot put up and in. A little too strong by Corins. And the rebound for Boyer. And still scoreless here. A little over a minute in.
That was a great dish underneath when the shot wasn't there. Just again, Trinity not connecting on the shot.
Jumper for three from the wing. Wouldn't go for Bella Antonacci. Rebound swatted out of bounds by Sam Horn. Indiana will inbounds from underneath the offensive basket. Lob it out to the wing.
Now from the corner, jumper for three off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Ball hits the floor into the hands of Horn. Quickly ahead to Ruby Morgan. She had the ball knocked out of her hands, but last touched by Morgan. So Indiana with the basketball. Lake and Kugler to inbound. Hillers brings some pressure into the front court. Ball inbounded. Hutton swinging around. Antonacci now near side. Hutton into front court. Double teamed. In trouble. Ball stolen away by Macy Justice. Back she comes one on one. And the shot high off the glass and in over Julia Antonacci. So Justice with the first bucket of the night.
Full court pressure here from Trinity right after the basket.
And they make the steal again, but Justice stepped on the out-of-bounds line near the scorer's table. Kugler to inbound for Indiana. Gets it in to Julia Antonacci, hands it off to Bella. Bella back to Julia. Just kind of worked the weave, looking at the shot from just inside the arc was Boyer. She did not take it. Hutton spins at the high post, stops left side of the lane. Pass tipped, stolen away by the Hillers. They've created a number of steals tonight. Sam Horn with that last one. Top of the key. Morgan goes right side. Driving into the lane, shot rolled around for Nikolai, wouldn't go. Loose ball on the floor. Indiana has it, quickly coming up the other way. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Ruby Morgan.
There's a great rebound on the play there by Bella Antonacci. Just draws that foul in transition.
So it's the first foul of the game. Kugler to inbound in backcourt. Gets it into Julia Antonacci. Antonacci will bring it up the floor. Gets a screen, dribbles to the right wing, launches a three, and hits it.
Hard to defend that.
3-2 Indiana, just about 3 minutes in.
Great open look from the right wing.
Morgan on the right wing for Trinity. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side to Justice. Justice into the corner. Bringing it back out now is Horn. Top of the key. Now right side for Correns. Corrin splits a couple of defenders, lays it up and in.
How about that nifty move right around the defender? Good footwork to get to the rim.
Hillers with some pressure again in the backcourt. Trinity with the lead, 4-3. Indiana a little trouble, but they do get it into front court. Pass over the head of the cutter, Kugler, and right into the hands of the Hillers. Back comes Ruby Morgan, goes to the near corner to Justice, back out high. Swing it left side from the wing for three. Shot wouldn't fall for Nikolai. And the rebound for Kugler, and back comes Indiana.
Again, a good look there from the left wing, just didn't connect on the triple. Trinity doing a good job of applying the pressure in the backcourt.
Bella Antonacci gives it off to Hutton. Hutton. Right side, Boyer dribbles down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot, blocked out of bounds by Horn. That's her second block already.
Yeah, Horn getting up there with the left hand to knock that ball away.
Checking in is Sutton Williamson, a 5'9 freshman for the Hillers. Indiana with the ball inbounds, top of the key, now swing it near side. Behind the back dribble by Bella Antonacci. Her jumper for two is good.
Long two-pointer.
Hillers didn't have, everybody went up the floor for Trinity. There was nobody for Correns to inbound the ball to, but Williamson came back to help out. Ball in the far corner for Trinity. Horn going to hand it off. Morgan, right side, now in the near corner. Correns for three, in and out. Rebound for Kugler of Indiana. .320 remaining in the opening quarter. Indiana with a 5-4 lead. Hutton goes in the far corner. Boyer dribbles out to the free throw line, and we've got a foul.
They're going to be away from the basketball. I think they get Horn with that.
They did. Her first, team second. So Bella Antonacci to inbound for Indiana. Gets it into the corner to Boyer. Out high to Addie Hutton. Swing it left side. Bella Antonacci puts it on the floor. Now jumper for three off the back of the rim. And the rebound for Trinity Sam Horn.
Indiana not afraid to fire from beyond the arc.
Macy Justice up the floor, gives it off. Hiller swing it left side. Horn all just once before giving it off to the jumper for three for Ruby Morgan that wouldn't go. Indiana with a rebound. Nearing 2.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Indiana up 5-4. Then that runner is going to make it 7-4 out of the hands of Cassie Boyer. Hiller's in front court. Justice right side. Trying to get a bounce pass underneath, but stolen away by Boyer.
Boyer read that pass from a mile away to Horn.
Bella Antonacci down low. Shot with a left hand up too strong out of the hands of Kugler, and back come the Hillers.
Good defense underneath by Morgan.
Justice, far corner to Williamson. Now far corner again to Justice. Back out to Morgan from the right wing for three. Just grazed the front of the rim. Rebound to Julia Antonacci.
Good dribble drive to kick it out. Again, just not hitting that long range shot.
Bella Antonacci, left side, dribbles out to the top of the key. Pulls out now, goes right side. Hutton down the lane, kick it left side. Now give it back to Hutton. Julia Antonacci, left side, gives up the dribble. Finds help in Bella Antonacci.
That's a tough shot. She's able to connect, fade away from the free throw line.
4 points for Bella Antonacci after that bucket, and it's a 9-4 Indiana lead. 1:10 remaining in the first quarter. Ball poked into backcourt, but Justice able to go back and get it. Justice dribbles, now goes left side to Morgan for Trinity in the corner. Horn for three. Came up short of everything. Rebound into the hands of Kugler.
Indiana doing a good job of rebounding.
Bella Antonacci, right side for Indiana. Pull-up jumper for two is good.
My goodness, she is smooth.
She has six. The lead is 7 for Indiana. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Macy Justice, left side. And Horn had it stolen away by Bella Antonacci. Antonacci in the lane. Turnaround jumper partially blocked. I think Williamson got a hand on it. Now kick it back out. Left side, Hutton looks. Goes to Bella Antonacci. 15 to go in the quarter. Antonacci gets a screen, right side shot for three, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Ruby Morgan. Tried to keep it alive, but knocked it out of bounds.
Antonacci trying to do it all. Had that floater that missed everything on three defenders. And clearly, she is the key for this Indiana offense.
Riley Vienick, 5'6", junior, checks in for the Hillers. Inbound wide open right off the right underneath. Lakin Kugler lays it up and in for her first bucket. Hillers back quickly, shot just before the buzzer off the back of the rim. Would not go for Aggie Nikolai. We've come to the end of the first quarter. 13-4 Indiana. Second quarter when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Good first quarter for Indiana. They are up by 9. And they'll start the second quarter with the basketball. Sam Horn and Ruby Morgan each with one foul for Trinity. Indians have yet to commit a foul. Julia Antonacci into front court, guarded by Williamson. Gives it to Boyer, dribbles out. splits a couple of defenders and reverse layup, just a little bit too much on it, and then a rebounding foul. That will be the first foul against Indiana.
Good position by Trinity to draw that foul.
It's Lakin Kugler with the foul. So Aggie Nikolai brings it up the floor for Trinity. Dribbles right side. Now toward the baseline, kick it back out. Morgan looked at the three and traveled with it, I think. Yes, she did.
Tried to use that ball fake to get around the defender and shuffle the feet.
So the Hillers turn it over. Justice and Horn back in for the Hillers. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt for Trinity. Now they bring it up a little bit more. Hutton trying to break that pressure, and she got fouled by Williamson.
I like the aggressiveness, though, of Trinity. When they set up that full-court pressure, they're really able to disrupt what Indiana's trying to do.
Well, they had a couple of steals in that first quarter and, you know, seemed to get a little bit of momentum from them, but good shooting by Indiana. They've stretched out a lead here. Pass tipped, loose on the floor. And Indiana will control it. Good job on the floor by Hutton to keep that ball alive. Now Hutton drives left side. Her shot swatted out of bounds by Ruby Morgan.
Big swat there by Morgan defensively. I'm surprised we didn't see a jump ball there. That was a good job by Hutton to get that ball away.
Julia Antonacci to inbound for Indiana. Gets it in the lane, and a foul going to be called here. I believe that's going to be the second one on Sam Horn. She fouled Boyer going to the basket. I call that on Williamson. Cassie Boyer with a couple of free throws, and she's good on the first.
Long scoring drought here for Trinity now, Mark.
Second free throw off the back of the rim. Long rebound, and Nikolai runs it down for Trinity. Quickly goes the other way. Ruby Morgan for three from the left wing, and she hits it.
Well, that's what the Hillers needed.
So 14-7. Again, a little bit of pressure in the backcourt for Trinity, but Indiana able to break it. Pass got away, but Julia Antonacci able to pick it up. Now Bella Antonacci. Getting a screen out high. Pulls up inside the free throw line. Puts up a jumper that will fall. She's got eight.
Man, she's doing it all. All of her teammates moving around, trying to create a path just for her, and she still doesn't have one. Drives it on the defender and still floats it in.
Nikolai in front court for Trinity. Gets a screen. Dribbles to the right side. Guarded by Boyer. Back to the top of the key. Morgan for a three. That one off the back of the rim. Skying for the rebound is Kugler, and back comes Indiana with a 16-7 lead. Quick pass underneath to Boyer, and Boyer traveled with it as she tried to go to the basket.
She was wide open, almost cherry-picking there, and she caught that basketball. Not sure she was ready for it and tried to go right to the rim and shuffle the feet.
Maybe too wide open. Nikolai brings it up the floor for Trinity. Goes left side. The Justice underneath, getting behind the defender with Sam Horn for an easy lay-in.
Now that's what the Hillers have to do. Get that ball to Horn on the block.
So 16-9. Indians break the pressure. A little wraparound pass, but it's stolen away by Morgan. Looking for Justice, cutting to the basket. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound by Williamson, up too strong, and the rebound for Boyer of Indiana.
Good chance for the Hillers there. You got to capitalize on those turnovers.
Now left side, Kugler for Indiana goes to Boyer. She gave up the dribble. Give it off to Bella Antonacci. High post jumper, high off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Horn. And back come the Hillers. Left side, Justice for three. Good. Macy Justice has a three, and Indiana wants a timeout. 4:55 to go. First half, 16-12. Now Indiana leads. Back momentarily on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Hillers were down by 9 at the end of the first quarter, but they have pulled back to within 4 here with just under 5 minutes to go in the second.
Indiana went on that big run at the end of the first and then into the second, but a couple of trays by the Hillers in this second quarter have them right back in it.
Hillers pressure the inbounds here. Indiana gets it in, but the pass tipped out of bounds by Nicolai. Again, we saw this little bit of pressure by Trinity in the first quarter. Defense creates offense, and Hillers have been able to do some of that. Here's Bella Antonacci circling, getting into front court. Now Julia Antonacci for 3, rolled across the rim, didn't go. Rebound for Nicolai. She'll push it up the floor for the Hillers. Left side, Williamson going to the basket, off the glass and good.
Love the transition game there. Good feed underneath.
Sutton Williamson with her first bucket. Again, Hillers pressure. Indiana gets it in, but Hillers swarmed the ball, and it's thrown away in front court to Ruby Morgan. Morgan got it to Justice, back to Morgan, back to Justice. Justice, she drives baseline, passes tipped, and then knocked out of bounds. Julia Antonacci couldn't control it, and it's out of bounds to the Hillers.
Hillers trying to capitalize on yet another Indiana turnover, doing a really, really good job applying the full court pressure in the backcourt to create those turnovers.
5'10 junior Emily Betzinger in for Indiana as Kugler goes to the bench. Hillers inbound, and did they get the 5-second count? Yep. Took too long, didn't get it in. Ball over to Indiana. Nicolai was just about to launch it deep when the 5-second call came. Indians get it in, ball tipped by Justice into the hands of the Hillers, and here goes Williamson to the basket, bucket and foul.
There you go, there's the turnover. Go right to the rim with it, and you get the and one call.
I believe that's Betzinger with the foul. It is her first, team second.
Chance to give the Hillers a lead here.
Sutton Williamson with the free throw, and she's got it. And the Hillers have an 18-17 lead after being down 13-4. Hillers again going to pressure. Williamson to pressure the inbounds pass. Kugler right back in. Gets it back from Bella Antonacci. William, and still not across the line, and now they get it ahead. Ball knocked out of bounds. Boyer had it knocked out of her hands, I believe, by Nicolai. And Kugler to inbound in front of the Hillers bench with just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. 17-16 Trinity. Dribbling is Hutton on the near side, looking for a cutter. Julia Antonacci gave it back to Hutton, now to Bella Antonacci. Back to Julia, top of the key, Hutton. With the dribble, drives left side of the lane, puts up a runner, too strong off the glass, good rebound underneath, unable to hit the putback was Kugler, but she was fouled.
Third team foul on Trinity.
Aggie Nicolai picks up her first. Lakin Kugler, 5'9", sophomore, 2 points in the game. First free throw is good, and we're tied at 17. Kugler with a second free throw. That one good as well. 3:25 remaining. First half, 18-17 Indiana. Nicolai into front court for Trinity. Top of the key goes to Morgan. Williamson in the lane. Kick it near side. Corns looked at the three. Didn't take it. Drives baseline and draws a foul. Indiana fans on the near side thought she traveled with it. Cassie Boyer with the foul, her first. Team fouls even at 3 here in the second quarter. Corns a senior. First free throw will not go.
Hillers are usually pretty good at the free throw line.
Corin's no doubt on the second one. She has three, and we're tied at 18. Hillers again, pressure in the backcourt. Indians get it in. Bella Antonacci cross-court to Julia. She'll give up the dribble. Get it to Kugler. Hutton steps inside the arc on the left wing. Now kick it back out. Julia Antonacci for three. She has six.
My goodness.
Hillers quickly back up the floor. Nikolai pushed it up. Ruby Morgan out high. Right side to Corins. Go left side to Nikolai. Nikolai pulls up at the high post looking for help. Can't find it. Now goes left side to Horn. Horn, top of the key, Morgan. Right side, Corins. Down low to Williamson. Fumbled it. Loose on the floor, and Boyer had it pinned against her hip and was able to pick it up and get things going the other way. And then Julia Antonacci lost it and just kind of off of her heel and out of bounds to the Hillers.
Just getting too far ahead of themselves there, trying to get the fast break up the near side.
21-18, Indiana leads, 2:19 to go first half. Macy Justice up the floor for Trinity. Left side, Ruby Morgan. Top of the key, Corns for three. It's good.
Straight on.
She has six. We're tied at 21. Bella Antonacci cross court to Julia. Still in back court. Now gets it ahead to Bella in front court. Bella Antonacci going to put up the three, and Morgan got a piece of that. Ball into the hands of Horn, and quickly back come the Hillers. Morgan for three from the wing. Too strong. Rebound long out to beyond the arc. Corns runs it down. Goes to Morgan at the top of the key. Now Horn hands it to Justice. Justice going to pull back out near midcourt. Right side to Corns now. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Morgan right side to Corns. Top of the key to Justice. Left side Williamson. Put it on the floor. Give it off to Horn. Back to Williamson. Williamson put it on the floor now. And offensive foul. Just think, use the forearm with a little push there. That's a third foul on Williamson, so she will come out of the game.
Definitely used a little forearm there.
So Indiana with a basketball. And 21 all tied. Nearly stolen. Well, for at least a held ball. Sam Horn right at midcourt. Tied up. Hutton long enough to get a held ball call in the arrow to Trinity.
How about that play? Trinity just being aggressive again in that backcourt.
So Hillers with a chance to break this 21-all tie. In front court, pass underneath. Horn, nice kick to the far side for Morgan with a three. Just under a minute to go in the half now. Trinity by three. Again, pressure in the backcourt. Julia Antonucci ahead, or Antonacci, excuse me, to Bella, who avoids one of the Hiller defenders. Julia for three from just left of the top of the key. She's got nine, and we're tied at 24. 33 seconds to go in the half. Nikolai up the floor, right side to Morgan. Hand it off to Justice. Top of the key, Horn, left side Williamson. Top of the key, Morgan looks things over, 15 to go. Now top of the key, Horn, left side, Corins. Back out to, Corins gets it to in the far corner. Now near side, Justice for three, off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. And Bella Antonacci, before she can do anything with it, the quarter comes to an end. So 24 all at the half. And we'll recap the first half when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Just a reminder, this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Well, we've seen, Indiana, Nate, dominated the first quarter, 13-4. Trinity, much the same in the second quarter, 20-11, and we're tied at 24.
Both teams shooting the ball from beyond the arc pretty well. A couple of threes for both teams. I really think Trinity played better when they had the full court pressure. Indiana really had a hard time dealing with the full court press. Trinity started out the game with a couple of baskets there. It was even for a while. Towards the end of that first quarter, Indiana went on a nice run. Beginning of the second quarter, Trinity comes back out in the full court pressure, and Indiana has really struggled to get the ball into the forecourt. Trinity doing a nice job of defending Antanasi and keeping the ball out of her hands as much as possible, especially with the press.
You know, and again, when I talked to Michael Franciscus, the head coach of Indiana, one of the other things he mentioned about Trinity is their depth.
Yeah.
You mentioned the full court pressure. When you have depth, you can play that a little bit more.
Yeah, it's hard to stay fresh when you're running on both sides of the floor playing as hard as you can. And these Trinity girls do play as hard as they can. They're aggressive. They attack the basketball. They attack the rim. And, yeah, you've got to be able to sub in and out when you're working that hard on the floor, and the Hillers have been able to do it pretty well.
Mentioned some other teams in action. We've got 6A girls tonight over on 95.3 FM, and that game started an hour ahead of this one, Peters Township and North Allegheny in the 6A semifinals. Good news there if you're Peters Township. The top four go to Hershey, so Peters Township girls have already clinched a state playoff berth, but obviously you always want that WPIAL title. They're hard to find, and I don't like that look on your face.
Yeah, girls 6A semifinal, North Allegheny 43, Peters Township 30. So the Indians not going to get to play for a WPIAL title.
But they will play in a consolation game to determine whether they are third or fourth, and again, they are going to Hershey, so chance to extend the season, get some more practice in, and see if you can make a run in the state tournament. That's, not everybody gets to do that. You want to go as far as you can, regardless of what level of playoffs you are in. But one thing that, having talked to coaches a lot over the years, and it's kind of an obvious thing, but it's something you don't really think about. You think of those extra weeks of practice that you get, going deeper and deeper in the playoffs. Now, granted, the benefit there really is probably for your underclass players, because they benefit from all that extra practice. Obviously, your seniors are going to move on, but for the program, there are long term benefits to that, and that's one of them.
No doubt. But I think that there's also a challenge for the coaches. This is a long season. They've been practicing since December. They start those tip off tournaments in December. It's a long season. Now you have to gear them up. Hey, this is the most important basketball that we're going to play all year. You've got to be able to be focused after months of practicing every day. Saturdays you're even practicing at times. Now you really have to key in and be able to make a run in the PIAA tournament.
And just checking some other WPIAL playoff action involving area teams. Fort Cherry boys going to play in the AA semifinals tomorrow. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off at Chartiers Valley. And the Fort Cherry girls are going to play at 6 o'clock against Rochester. So we will have that doubleheader for you on WJPA tomorrow. Girls game on AM. Boys game will be on both AM and FM. Everything online, WJPA.com and greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network. And I assume we're going to be with NFHS tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, both games will be live stream video on NFHS tomorrow night.
And also, Manesson playing Wednesday night. And they will be playing the winner of the Eden Christian Bishop Canavat game. Manesson beat West Green Saturday in a girls class A game, a consolation game. So Manesson girls, the number 5 seed, will play Wednesday again against Eden Christian and Bishop Canavan. They played tonight with a 6 o'clock tip-off.
Yeah, both the girls and boys at Manesson beating West Green in the consolations. Boys on Friday night, girls on Saturday afternoon.
And the it's just the top 5 that go in single-A girls. So Manesson is going to have to win that game,
yes,
to qualify for the state playoffs. So, you know, they did away with a consolation bracket a few years ago, brought it back last year, and it's just something I think that it's a better way to determine than just follow the winner. You know, the teams get to play their way in. You know, sometimes it's luck of the draw when you're doing follow the winner. You know, if a team that beat you then gets upset, well, then that hurts your chances, obviously, of being dragged into the state playoffs. That's the way we used to discuss it, because it was not decided on the court. This way you decided on the court, if you make it, you earned it. And if you didn't make it, well, you can't blame anybody else but yourself.
And it's every single seed will end up playing some of those games, because, you know, it's one thing to play the elimination game, okay, 6-7, who's going to get in. But now you're even going to play third place games to decide who gets that third place seed. It's absolutely a better and more fair, just way to decide seeds, because it really matters when you get to that state tournament of who you get matched up with. If you can earn that third seed instead of a fourth or a fifth seed, it means a whole heck of a lot against who your opponent might be come the state playoffs.
2 more weeks remaining in the high school wrestling season as well. AAA WPIAL tournament this Friday and Saturday at Cannon McMillan, and that will also be the host site for the Girls Western Regional. So there will be girls and boys wrestling action at Cannon McMillan Friday and Saturday. AA wrestlers, the top 8 from this past weekend's WPIAL tournament, go to Altoona this week for the AA Southwest Regional with Districts 5 and 6. And then March 7th, 8th, and 9th, the state tournament, which will include girls this year as well. So a couple of big weekends coming up if you're a high school wrestling fan, and you know WJPA will be there.
This is my favorite time of the year, end of February, beginning of March. You get all the basketball playoffs and then the wrestling, and the storied history that WJPA has with WPIL wrestling. Green Sports has got thrown in there late, but WJPA, I mean, Mark, you've been covering these tournaments for a long, long time. I won't say how many years. I won't age you on the air, my friend. But as we cover them more and we're learning who's there and who's not, WJPA is always there. We've always had that covered, bringing it back home to Washington County on the radio, and now to listeners across the globe online.
Well, and we've actually brought you into the ring a little bit for wrestling coverage a couple of years ago. You were helping out, just helping get scores, but you started to figure out how things go and pick up some of the moves, and we're going to work you in there. We're going to get you in here. If I'm going out the door, maybe the last thing I want to do is get you in.
Oh, well, we got to talk about that.
We are at the half, Trinity and Indiana 5A girls consolation game, and we are tied at 24. And we'll start the third quarter when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Indiana with a basketball to start the third quarter, tied at 24. Julia Antonacci at the top of the key goes right side to Cassie Boyer. She slices into the lane and is going to draw a foul on Sam Horn. It will be Horn's second. That new rule this year, I hadn't seen a lot of high school basketball until last week, but big rule change this year as Boyer shoots two and misses the first. No more one and one. Five team fouls in each quarter, and you go right to shooting two.
I really like the rule change, quite honestly, watching basketball all this year. It's been really fun to watch, but hard to get used to.
Boyer makes one of two. She has four. And Indiana with a one-point lead. Hiller's first possession of the ball here in the second half. Left side, Justice gets a screen back toward the top of the key. Hands it off to Nikolai. Nikolai back to Justice on the left wing. Justice to the free throw line. Her pass to the far corner is swatted out of bounds by Kugler, so the Hillers maintain possession. Riley Corns to inbound for Trinity in front of the Hillers bench. Get it in to Justice. Right side, Nikolai, top of the key. Corns for three, missed a little bit wide. Good rebound there by Justice. Kick it back out. Nikolai avoided one defender, right side of the lane. Turnaround jumper won't go, in and out. Rebound pulled in by Kugler, and back comes Indiana with a one-point lead.
That's a strong rebound by Kugler underneath.
Early third quarter, Indiana by one. Boyer gives it off to Bella Nikolai. She will pull back. Now hand it off to Julia Antonacci. I think I said Nikolai, it was Antonacci, excuse me. Ball to the right side, missed. And I think we're going to get a rebounding foul here on Kugler. Nope. They're calling that on Trinity, and the Hillers bench can't believe it. Call it on Corinth. Kathy McConnell Miller not happy. So Indiana inbounds to Boyer, back out high to Addie Hutton. Hutton put it on the floor. Dribble left side. Give it off. Boyer into the lane. Stops right side. Kick it back out. Kugler into the lane. Forces up a shot. Won't go, but she drew a foul.
Quick fouls here on Trinity. And I think Indiana got away with a travel underneath there. Some feet sliding before that shot was put off.
Sam Horn picks up her third foul. So Kugler shooting two. First one comes up short. Williamson and Roberts in for Trinity. Horn and Nikolai out. Second free throw for Kugler is good. She has five. Indiana's lead is two, 26-24, 6:05 to go third quarter. Justice into front court for the Hillers. Dribbles right side, hands it off. Corins looking for a cutter underneath. Nice pass across the lane. The Hillers can't create a shot. Now Ruby Morgan with a shot for three that just went off the back of the rim. A little bit too strong, wouldn't go. Rebound for the Indians.
Good passing by the Hillers, just couldn't connect on the shot.
Bella Antonacci into front court for Indiana. Dribbles left side of the lane, pull-up jumper, good.
Man, just pulls up short of the defender and floats that one over top their head.
5'6 senior, and she has shown some great shooting skills here tonight.
Absolutely.
Hillers in the near corner, baseline drive, and a pass by Maddie Roberts out of bounds.
Trying to sneak that one behind the defender along the baseline and ends up throwing it away.
Yeah, not touched by Indiana. So Indians with the basketball, 28-24 lead, 5:15 remaining, third quarter. Hillers with some pressure in the backcourt. Bella Antonacci, I should say Julia, puts it on the floor. Now lob it ahead to Bella Antonacci. Cross court, going into the lane, throwing up an off-balance shot was Kugler. Wouldn't go. Hillers with the rebound, Maddie Roberts. And now far corner, Riley Corins dribbles out, gives it off to Justice, back near the top of the key. Justice dribbles left side. Maddie Roberts into the lane, lost the ball into the hands of Bella Antonacci. She'll push it up the floor and puts up a shot that rolls around and will drop for her. She's got a dozen.
Antonacci makes them pay. Roberts dribbled it off her foot, lost it, and Antonacci was not going to be denied there.
6-point lead for Indiana. They've scored all 6 points here in the third quarter. Down low to Williamson for Trinity in the lane. Kick it right side. Jumper for three is good. Hillers needed that from Macy Justice. She has eight.
A couple of times the Hillers have gone to the three-point shot to get him back in the game.
Julia Antonacci breaks the Hillers' pressure, gets into front court, goes right side, into the lane, goes Hutton, dish it off. Down low is Boyer. Kick it back out. Bella Antonacci, high post jumper, comes up short. Williamson runs down the rebound for Trinity and gets fouled by Kugler. That'll be Kugler's second.
That was good defense underneath by Roberts. Looked like Indiana was going to have an easy bunny from the left side, but Roberts stood tall in there.
30-27, Indiana leads, just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Corins to inbound for the Hillers, gets it into Nikolai. Nikolai brings it up the floor, looks things over as she crosses the midcourt stripe. Dribbles right side, then gives it off to Ruby Morgan for three, and it's good.
Another triple.
Just left of the top of the key, three threes for Morgan tonight. And we're tied at 30. Again, some pressure in the backcourt by Trinity. Julia Antonacci eventually get it ahead into front court. Bella Antonacci, right wing for three, in and out. Ball tipped around. Justice has it for Trinity. Push it up the floor. Left side. Nikolai gave it to Corin. She'll slice into the lane, and we've got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be Lakin Kugler, her third. And I believe we want Indiana wants a timeout here. They will get it. 3:12 to go in the third. We are tied at 30. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
So Indiana pulls ahead to start the third quarter. Hillers battle back to even it up again. We were tied at halftime. We're tied now at 30 with 3:12 to go in the third.
Hillers going beyond the arc to get back into this game. Back-to-back triples by the Hillers to tie the game up at 30.
Aggie Nikolai to inbound for Trinity underneath the offensive basket. Got it in. Almost got to the five count. Gets it into Corins. Back out high to Justice. Swing it left side to Nikolai. Dribble out toward the top of the key. Right side, Williamson. Williamson puts up a runner right side of the lane. Got her own rebound after the miss. Swing it left side. Corins for three. Good.
There's another one.
She has nine. Her second tray. And Trinity with a three-point lead. Ball into front court to Boyer. Going in on Morgan and an offensive foul. Second Indiana, foul on Boyer.
Indiana fans loud about that one.
Toughest call in sports
today. Sure is. Sure is.
I could stand here and tell you what I think I saw, but that's a tough one. And certainly fans are going to want the call their way, and you just don't always get it. Hillers with a three-point lead and the basketball. Justice tried to go underneath. And the ball tipped out of bounds, intended for Morgan. It was Boyer who knocked it out. 2:29 to go in the third.
A couple of threes by Trinity to tie and then take the lead.
Justice lobs it in to Nikolai. Tried to just push it straight up to the basket after receiving the pass, but came up a little short.
Looked like a game of tips.
Back comes Indiana. Kick it right side. Hutton dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound pulled in. Quickly up the floor is Nikolai for Trinity. She does not waste time when she gets the ball in backcourt. She's going straight up court. And a travel at the top of the key by Riley Corins to turn it over.
Yeah, use that ball fake as the defender was coming at her and move the feet.
2:07 to go in the quarter. Nikolai out. Riley Venick in for Trinity. Indians get the ball into front court. Kugler back out high to Julia Antonacci. Now to Bella Antonacci. Steps inside the arc, pulls up, takes a shot, won't go. Battle for the rebound, pulled in by Boyer. And when she traveled with it, she had Sutton Williamson at her feet. Boyer and Williamson battled for the rebound. Sutton went down, and Williamson was trying to avoid her and got called for travel.
Boy, that's a tough call. You got to call it one way or the other. It either has to be a travel or a jump ball. It went with the travel call on that one.
So Trinity with a basketball. Justice gives it to Riley Venick. Right side to Morgan. Morgan to Justice, who pulls back out. Left side Venick in the corner. Jumper for three from the near side from Kamari Behrens in the game. That missed. Ball passed up court. Tipped away by Venick into the hands of Morgan. Morgan quickly up the other way to Justice. Justice going right to the basket. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped around. Venick has it. Kick it back out to Correns. Dribble. Split a couple of defenders, and she traveled as she got bumped between those two defenders in the lane.
Yeah, both officials were ready to call that one. Good job by Venick to poke that ball away and create that turnover, but Hiller's had an open door on the right side and didn't connect.
33-30, Trinity leads, 105 remaining third quarter. Julia Antonacci in front court for Indiana, left side to Bella Antonacci. She'll step back, take a three, ball off the rim, no good. Rebound toward the corner. Behrens has it. Gets it ahead to Correns, who will dribble into front court. Her pass ahead was knocked out of bounds by Bella Antonacci.
Shooting has gone quiet for Indiana the latter half of this third quarter.
Emily Ferraro in the game now for Indiana. 48 seconds to go in the third. Morgan to inbound for Trinity from in front of the Hillers bench. Gets it in to Justice. Justice hands to Venick. Venick dribbles right side. Now into the corner, baseline, kick it near side. Hiller's working around the perimeter. Justice pulls back out. Morgan for three, top of the key, wouldn't go. Rolled around, great rebound there by Maddie Robertson to not get a foul going over the back. Here's Venick for three, good.
The triples just keep on coming for the Hillers.
23 seconds to go in the quarter. Trinity by six. Ball inbounded, double team on Bella Antonacci. Get it to Julia. She'll put it on the floor and get it into front court. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball out of bounds. And Antonacci dribbled it off her leg after being hassled by Maddie Roberts. Ball over to the Hillers with 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
Plenty of time to set up a decent shot here for Trinity, especially inbounding from half court.
Ball inbounded to Macy Justice. Gets it into front court. 7 seconds to go. Justice has it slapped and stolen away by Bella Antonacci, and she traveled because she looked over her shoulder at the clock to see how much time was left.
That's exactly what happened. She steals that ball away and knows that time is running down. She looks up the other way to move quickly and gets called.
But she may have done just enough to keep the Hillers from scoring. Only 1.9 to go as the Hillers get it in. Lob it in to Roberts. Put it on the floor once. Up in, end of quarter. Maddie Roberts with the lay-in just used every bit of that 1.9 seconds, and the Hillers lead 38-30 after three. Fourth quarter coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
a big bucket there at the end of the third, Nate, especially because now Trinity starts the fourth with a basketball and an eight-point lead.
Yeah, that was impressive with 1.9 seconds on the clock. She even dribbled it. I thought the dribble might take too much time off the clock, but she put it on the floor and still got it in enough time.
Macy Justice. I have the Hillers with eight threes in this game. Here's Maddie Roberts taking another pass, laying it up and in to start the fourth.
Great start to the fourth quarter for the Hillers. Here's this full-court pressure.
And Maddie Roberts with a steal and a kickback ball out to Justice. Couldn't hit the three. Rebound put back up and in with a left hand by Kamari Behrens.
How about this run by the Hillers? They trailed 30-27.
Now Indiana breaks the press. Wide open underneath is Boyer. Her shot is blocked by Ruby Morgan and maybe waited just a little bit too long to put it up.
Oh, my goodness. She was wide open, almost cherry-picking back there. Gets that pass and hesitates, trying to get the defender of Morgan past her, but Morgan was ready for it and was able to defend it really well.
42-30, Trinity leads. 7:24 to go. Ball was out of bounds to Indiana. So Hutton dribbles out high, hands it off to Julia Antonacci. Antonacci dribbles right side, steps inside the arc, puts up a shot off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Backside rebound by Boyer, but knocked out of her hands into the hands of Maddie Roberts, who's been really good for the Hillers coming off the bench. Gets the pass here in the lane, kick it far side, jumper for three from Justice, hit the side of the backboard, and caroms out to Hutton, who pushes it up the floor for the Indians, and she is fouled. I believe the foul going to be on Macy Justice there. Yes, her first.
What a run here by Trinity. The Hillers trailed 30-27, hit four threes in a row, get that quick bucket at the very end of the third quarter, two quick ones here, and boy, it's a whole different ballgame now, Mark.
Julia Antonacci inbounds to Bella Antonacci down low, and a nice job to take that pass and get the defender on her hip by Lakin Kugler to put it up and in. Kugler has seven. Hiller's lead is 10, 42-32. Left side, Ruby Morgan.
Broke up a 15-point run.
Behrens goes right side. Vit Emmerich in the game now for Trinity. Now in the far corner, back out high. Ruby Morgan, right side to Emmerich. Now to Behrens. Hiller's getting some good play off of their bench tonight. In the far corner, Emmerich is fouled. Bella Antonacci picking up her first, reaching in, trying to steal there. Boyer and Emily Ferraro in for Indiana. So Trinity will inbound with that 10-point lead. 6:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hillers get it in. Riley Venick give it off. Behrens goes to the basket. She draws a foul. Foul was on the floor. Ferraro with the foul. Second team foul in the fourth quarter. Nope, the foul was not on the floor. Behrens will shoot a pair. First one rolls around and will not go. Kugler back in. Ferraro out for Indiana. Kamari Behrens, a sophomore at 5'8", second free throw on the way. That one wide, and a rebounding foul here on the Hillers as Maddie Roberts crashed the boards. Ball inbounded for the Indians. Lob it here in front court to Hutton. Hutton back out. Bella Antonacci from the right wing for three. In and out, tipped around, and last touched by Maddie Roberts.
Antonacci has just been a tad off the mark in this second half and has really allowed Trinity to go out to this 10-point lead. I mean, she was so smooth in the first half, but has really struggled to get shots to fall.
Julia Antonacci with what looked like a really good inbounds pass to Lakin Kugler, but I think it was Behrens who reached in and knocked it away and out of bounds.
Hiller's playing really well.
Well, and again, Behrens comes in for two or three really good minutes there. She goes out of the game now. 5:45 to go. Whistle. I think a foul underneath away from the ball on Indiana. That's Lakin Kugler, her fourth. So Hiller's lead by 10. Kugler going to go out. Ferraro back in for the Indians. Vit Emmerich brings it up the floor for Trinity. Gets into front court. Bella Antonacci almost knocked it away. Right side to Vienick. Vienick in the corner for Ruby Morgan. Now Maddie Roberts cross court. Pass was a little wide and had a foul again underneath.
This one was on the floor before that pass came over here to the near side.
Julia Antonacci picking up her first. Fourth team foul on Indiana. Emmerich to inbound for Trinity. Gets it in. And Morgan for three from the far corner. It's good. She's got a dozen all threes.
Raining threes for Ruby Morgan.
45-32, Trinity leads. And a foul on Morgan out near midcourt. That's the second foul on Morgan. Kugler checks back in for Indiana. She'll inbound. 45-32. Trinity leads. 5:14 remaining here in the fourth. Julia Antonacci goes left side to Bella Antonacci. Top of the key. Spin. Free throw line jumper. Came up short. Vienick got a hand on the rebound. It's loose and into the hands of Maddie Roberts. Good save there by Roberts. Now up ahead to Ruby Morgan. Emmerich cutting to the basket. She'll pull up at the low post looking for help. Goes cross court. Sam Horn drives into the lane, puts up a shot with a left hand and good.
What a strong move by Sam Horn. My goodness.
And Indiana wants a timeout. 4:45 to go in the fourth. 47-32, Trinity leads. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We were tied at 24 at the half, but Trinity with a 47-32 lead right now on Indiana with 4:45 to go. Indiana with the basketball, and Hiller still with some pressure in backcourt. Bella Antonacci cross court to Julia. Julia double teamed in backcourt, but does get it ahead. Now driving to the basket on the left side is Kugler, and trying to save it before it went out of bounds. Getting the rebound was Sam Horn, but she was falling out of bounds and just couldn't get rid of it in time.
Good defense underneath, though, to block that shot. You'll take that every time.
Bella Antonacci inbounds to Boyer, out high to Hutton. Hutton left side to Julia Antonacci. Put it on the floor. Left side, Bella Antonacci for three. Off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound for Horn. Horn has her pass stolen away, then tries to rip it out of the hands of Julia Antonacci, and we've got a foul. And the way the Indiana fans are reacting, it's against Julia Antonacci. They were both battling for that ball, but it is against Antonacci, her second.
That's going to put Trinity into the bonus. Now with this new rule that they implemented at the beginning of this season in the PIAA, 5 fouls and a quarter. No longer a one-and-one, no longer in existence as a double bonus. It's just the bonus. Two shots now after 5 fouls and a quarter.
4:15 to play. Indiana trying to figure out some substitutions here.
Indiana has really struggled. I mean, just 6 points in this entire second half. Almost 12 minutes of play.
Horn at the free throw line. First shot is good. She had to sit early with three fouls. She has 5 points. Hiller's lead is 16 with 4:15 to play. Second free throw on the way for Horn. Off the back of the rim, tipped around, and into the hands of Ferraro. Ferraro gives to Julia Antonacci, who brings it up the floor. Right side to Ferraro, gets it into front court. Back to Julia Antonacci, top of the key. Pull back. Now right side, Ferraro. Back to Julia Antonacci again at the top of the key. Gives it to Hutton. Hutton, left side. Julia Antonacci inside the arc for two. Would not go. Ruby Morgan had the rebound, got tipped around, last touched by Sarah Todd. Thought that might have hit Ruby Morgan's foot. It was close down around the baseline, but the official has a much better view than we do all the way up at the top of the bleachers.
Good pressure, though, by Indiana.
Maddie Roberts to inbound, and now they're going to have to pressure Indiana to try to create something here. And the ball was stolen away.
Yeah, Indiana all over Trinity here in the backcourt.
Yeah, Sarah Todd had it, but I think she went down on the baseline, so the ball over to Trinity. And ball tipped again by Todd and out of bounds.
Yeah, I love what Indiana's doing here. They're making it difficult for Trinity. Running out of time here.
Maddie Roberts to inbound. Finds help in Emmerich. Gives it off. Morgan to Roberts. Into front court now for Horn. Horn wants to slow things down. Looks for help. Finds it in Vienick. Now to Emmerich. Emmerich dribbles to the right side. Pass nearly stolen away, but does get through to Horn. She'll go underneath and kicked out to Vienick. Looked at the three, didn't take it, dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound put back up and in by Maddie Roberts.
Maddie Roberts has been tremendous in this second half.
She has six, 3:05 to go. Hiller's up by 18. Ferraro to Todd, now back out. Jumper for three for Bella Antonacci is good. Antonacci has 15 and a timeout on the floor. 2:57 to play, Trinity 50. Indiana 35, back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hiller's with a couple of cracks after the timeout, a two and a three, but unable to hit on either end. Bella Antonacci comes up short at the other end and a held ball with the arrow pointing for Trinity with 2:34 to play and Trinity up by 15. A couple of substitutions here late for the Indians. They have the basketball. Julia Antonacci to inbound from underneath the offensive basket. Lobs it out to Bella, and now back to Julia Antonacci. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Kick it left side. Now Hutton going to drive the left side of the lane. Put up a shot. That's blocked. Both Horn and Morgan were there. I think they both got a hand on it. And it's out of bounds to Indiana with 2:23 to play. Julia Antonacci to inbound, gets it in. Bella catch and shoot three off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. And on the floor and traveling with it is Sarah Todd. Not sure if she stepped on another player's foot, but she went down as she got the rebound and tried to keep the play alive, but the travel call gives it back over to Trinity. Ball inbounded to Macy Justice, and a foul there by Sarah Todd reaching in on Justice.
It's going to put the Hillers back at the line here in the bonus. Indiana just running out of time in this one.
With 2:15 to play.
A great 15-0 run by the Hillers in that third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, that has made the difference in this one.
Hillers just need to make free throws the rest of the way, and I shouldn't have said that. Justice missed the first one off the front of the rim.
It's not been a great night at the line for the Hillers.
Second free throw is good. Macy Justice has 9. Hiller's lead is 16. Hiller's making it tough on Indiana, not just letting them come right up the floor. Shot a little bit too strong out of the hands of Ferraro. Hiller's with the rebound. Roberts dribbles into front court. She's practically tackled by Sarah Todd. You can hear the home crowd not happy with that.
A couple of I'm sorry pats after.
Yeah, she clearly wanted the foul, but then I think they kind of got their feet tangled and both went down. So Maddie Roberts with 6 points, a chance to add a couple more with 2:01 to play. First one's good. 52-35, Trinity with the lead, 2:01 remaining. 5'10 senior Maddie Roberts with a second free throw, and that one rolls across the front of the rim and falls as well. Kugler in. And Bella Antonacci to the bench for Indiana. Well, check that. It's Ferraro going out. Bella Antonacci, angle pass stolen away by Williamson of Trinity. Back three on two. Puts up a shot, won't go. Into the hands of Roberts. She instead will go to Justice. Justice brings it back out high, trying to avoid Bella Antonacci. And getting a hand on a pass is Sarah Todd to knock it out of bounds for the Indians.
Indiana not giving up in this one.
Ruby Morgan to inbound for Trinity. Gets it in out high to Justice. Hands it off to Williamson. Williamson gives up the dribble. Finds Morgan out high. Gives to Justice. Miller's just trying to run time here. Justice dribbles to the right side. Some contact and a travel call.
Got a little bump over there, and it was enough to shuffle the feet.
With a minute 25 to go. Kugler to inbound for Indiana. Gets it in to Julia Antonacci. Her pass stolen away by Horn. Saw that one coming from long distance. Horn to Williamson. Kick it back out. Baseline drive. Roberts underneath to Williamson for an easy lay-in.
Thought the Hillers were just going to play keep away there, but had the wide open look underneath.
And a timeout on the floor. 1:08 to go. Trinity 55, Indiana 35. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses.
Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Indiana with a basketball, time running out here, 48 seconds to go. Trinity with a 17-point lead. Emmerich brings it up the floor for the Hillers, make that a 20-point Trinity lead. Also in the game now, Abby Higgins. They're substituting freely now for this final minute. Higgins goes in the far corner. And a foul, driving, heading to the baseline was Bentley Lehew. Sarah Todd going to pick up her second foul, so this will be a couple of free throws for the 5'7 sophomore, Bentley Lehew.
Great adjustments made by the Hillers in this second half.
First free throw a little bit too strong for Lehew. Second free throw is good for Lehew. Trying to do a little bit of math in my head there. But Hillers have just run away from Indiana. We'll get the number for you later, but they've run away from Indiana in this second half. Hutton driving to the basket, puts it up and good with the left hand. That's her first 2 points of the night. 13 seconds to go. Emmerich back into front court, has the ball stolen away by Todd. Todd going to drive to the basket, lay it up and in with 5 seconds to go. And time will run out. The Trinity Hillers have clinched a spot in the state playoffs. They do it with a 56-39 victory over Indiana. We'll recap it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
A game where Indiana owned most of the first quarter. Trinity owned most of the second quarter. We were tied at 24 at the half, but Trinity outscores Indiana 32-15 in that second half, Nate.
Boy, it was a tremendous job by the Hillers to come out there in the third quarter and just dominate the basketball game. Took the ball out of Antonacci's hands. Bella really couldn't hit the shots that she was hitting in the first half. Did a great job of defending her and shutting her down. And the Hillers started draining them in. Four straight three-point shots that they made from beyond the arc brought them back. They tied the game up and then just ran away with the basketball game. Really nice job by the Hillers tonight after being tied at halftime.
With the win, again, the Hillers clinch a spot in the state playoffs. They will finish no worse than sixth when the and the top seven teams qualify. Trinity can still finish as high as fifth. They will face the North Hills Lincoln Park winner, a game that started the same time we did here tonight at Lincoln Park. So an opportunity to finish as high as fifth. Brackett says that game is going to be on Tuesday. Site and time to be determined. But, you know, it takes some pressure off for Trinity. Number one, you came out, you won an important game, you played well. After really, I mean, look at what the I mentioned 32-15. Let me do some math here real quick. How about 52-26 after the first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty impressive. I mean, it was tied 24-24 at halftime. Came out quickly, did Indiana with a 6-0 run, made it 30-24, and it was all Hiller. 23-2 run after being down 30-24. Just absolute domination through that third quarter. Made the outside shots, but really shutting down Antonacci really made a difference in this ball game too. She was so smooth in that first half, and she really struggled in the second half. A great ball player, but the Trinity defense stepped up, kept the ball out of her hands as much as possible, and when she did have shots, they just weren't falling for her in that second half.
Just trying to look at the scoring here. I mean, really balanced for Trinity. I have nine different players on the score sheet tonight, and you know, Ruby Morgan led Trinity with 12, but you know, you've got, you know, some other numbers there too. Corns and Justice with 9 apiece. Maddie Roberts with 8 off the bench. You know, just, I mean, tough to defend when you're getting scoring from so many different people.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great team effort tonight by Trinity. A couple of players getting in on that beyond the arc action. Trinity's a complete team. And when they play as a complete team, they're really tough to beat. You see that here tonight. You know, spread the ball around, good passing. They can shoot from outside. They can feed it into Horn underneath. When they're firing on all cylinders, they're a really great basketball team.
And tighten things up defensively after not a bad first quarter, but maybe, you know, again, you get outscored 13-4. Obviously, you never want that. But,
right.
You know, did a really good job of holding Indiana down to, 26 points from that point on. So you're going to win a lot of basketball games that way.
No doubt about it. And with one of the greatest coaches in the game, I think, in the WPIL right now, that's what you expect out of the Hillers.
So, again, just as far as the scoring goes, Bella Nicolai led all scorers with 15. She was the only player in double figures for Indiana. Julia Antonacci. I called her Bella Nicolai for the second time. I don't know why I did that. Bella Antonacci with 15. To lead Indiana, and Julia Antonacci with 9. Again, I mentioned Ruby Morgan with 12 for Trinity, but Riley Corins had 9, Macy Justice had 9, Maddie Roberts had 8. So the balance there for the Hillers who will move on. Again, the bracket says Thursday against the North Hills Lincoln Park winner, and we will see what transpires there. We've got one more piece of business to take care of, and that is our player of the game, and we will have that in just a minute. Our player of the game is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, we discussed it, and we're going to go with Ruby Morgan as our player of the game. 12 points tonight, all from beyond the three-point line. And, you know, there were times when the Hillers fell behind, even after, you know, it was 13-4. I think it was tied a couple of other times, and every time the Hillers seemed to be able to hit a three or two or make a steal or two, and some of those threes. I mentioned the Hillers had 8 threes in the game, and that was the last time I looked. I don't think they had any additional after that, but played a little catch-up with the three-point shot, and that kind of sparked them and led them to the big victory.
Yeah, those triples made the difference for sure. They were trailing, again, 30-24. All of a sudden, they were leading 42-30. Big run there by the Hillers and sparked by the triples, and Ruby Morgan had a couple of those. 12 points tonight. Congratulations to Ruby. Another good game for Trinity.
She's our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And that will do it again. We've got a boys-girls doubleheader tomorrow night, both involving Fort Cherry. The girls play, both games are at Chartiers Valley. Let me just look at what I have here. Yeah, both games are at Chartiers Valley. The girls play Winchester Thurston. That is at 6 o'clock. And then the boys play Aliquippa in the AA semifinals. And we'll have both those games here on WJPA, both online as well, WJPA.com, greensports.net, and the WJPA Sports Network. And video available for you there. We'll have links for you there if you want to watch the video. So exciting game tonight for Trinity, and again, they take the pressure off. Now they're in the state playoffs. No, you don't have to face that pressure on Thursday night of needing to win to get into that to get into the state playoffs.
Yeah, you get the win now. Now you can just go play for a higher seed and a better opponent maybe in the state tournament.
Thanks to everybody here at Trinity and our crew as well. Not only my partner Nate Rigotti, but he is also our floor director here at Trinity, our downtown Washington producer Jacob Knisner, and Cameron Pritz on the camera tonight here as well. Final score, 56-39. Trinity defeats Indiana. That's your final score. Thanks for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.